This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the besieged and internal security command centers in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today mourning ceremony for Khomeini had been postponed and would be held later. The US-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it again began attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. On the other hand, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the US will not stop and that Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. Meanwhile, United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint US-Israeli forces in West Asia. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. Back home, in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb, in a social media post, said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in the area of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. At least 101 people are missing and 78 have been injured following a suspected submarine attack on an Iranian naval vessel off Sri Lanka's southern coast. Via agency cited sources in the Sri Lanka Navy, adding that Navy vessels were dispatched after a distress call was received from the Iranian frigate Iris Dena, which reported technical difficulties about 40 nautical miles off the coast of Gol. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's three key foreign policy priorities, which are Neighbourhood First, Act East and Mahasagar, including the Indo-Pacific. On the occasion of inauguration of the Sergio Beckman Literary Centre building, Dr. Jaishankar said that the centre is a symbol of India's close bilateral ties. The minister said that the Sergio Beckman Centre will support the conservation and study of classical and folk literatures of Myanmar. He added that the centre will also make Myanmar's heritage accessible to the newer generations and to wider audiences. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. On day 2 of 2026 All England Badminton Championships, the star Indian men's pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty is set to start its campaign against Malaysian duo Kang King Shing and Aaron Thai in Birmingham today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.